الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the Islamic Faith in Focus. I am your host, Imam Hassan A. Amin. This program, or this Islamic studies class, is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I am not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. And understand that I am unapologetic when it comes to the rites and the rituals pertaining to Islam, the authentic rites and rituals pertaining to Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, or along with pencil, paper, pen, or some way to take notes or record for yourself. You can listen to this later as a reminder of what's going on in our class together, and so that you can have these notes at your disposal. Also, those who have been attending this weekly Islamic class, welcome back to class. And those who are new listeners or new students to the class, welcome to our weekly Islamic studies class. Today we're going to talk about a subject called istiqamah. Istiqamah, basically spelled in English, I-S-T-I-Q-A-A-M-A. Again, that's I-S-T-I-Q-A-A-M-A. And that basically means rightly directed. I'm going to give some other definitions. I'm going to mainly come from Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet Islam, saying that the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. These are the key sources, the number one and number two sources of what we call Sharia, which is the laws of Islam. And I'm going to basically use those two sources and try as little as possible to come from myself or other sources when it comes to talking about what about being rightly directed. Now, we are going to look at istiqamah in terms of rightly directed, or it implies something that is straight, allowing for no crookedness. Istiqamah, or el istiqamah is called sometime, is the following of the straight path. It is the straight and the proper religion, or it could also mean without any turning to the right or to the left. One time the Prophet, may peace and blessings be upon him, he drew a line in the sand. And then he threw some lines off the side, going off from the straight line. And then he said, basically this line here, going straight, the straight line is going straight to Allah. This is the straight path, so I'll get into later on Surat al-Mustaqim. And these lines shooting off to the sides of it, these are the lines that we don't want to go to. These are the lines that are the misguided lines, thus the right and the left that we're going to. Also, there's one time we're talking about being on a straight path, and there's a bunch of curtains, and you're walking down a straight path, and then you have, like, the Prophet Salam or Allah Subhanahu, or the Prophet and peace be upon him, like, signal to you, come straight, don't look behind those curtains. Because once a person looks behind the curtain or going to the curtain, these are off the straight path. They're going behind it. What's behind the curtain are various sins and misleading things, of course, away from the straight path. So don't look behind the curtain. Stay on the straight path. Now, in the prayers of the Muslim, we say at least five basic daily prayers every day. And I went over this before in the class, or you can look at some of my previous, particularly beginning episodes pertaining to Islamic faith and focus. And again, I welcome you to our weekly class. And it will talk about the different prayers that the Muslim make. And we make five prayers a day, at least five a day. Excuse me. And we make one in the morning, the Fajr prayer, that is before the dawn and around dawn time. And then one in the afternoon, around 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, excuse me. And then one around the late afternoon. And then one as the sun is setting. So if you look to the east, you'll see like the redness in the sky, if it's not a cloudy day, of course. And that's a Maghrib prayer. And then we have the Isha prayer, which is about an hour or so after the disk of the sun sets fully and you get the darkness in it. So you have the morning prayer, which is the Fajr prayer, and then the afternoon prayer, which is the Dhuhr prayer, and then the late afternoon prayer with the Asr prayer, and then the sort of sunsetting prayer, which is the Maghrib prayer, and then you have the Isha prayer, which is about an hour, hour and a half after you make the sunsetting prayer. And so in each prayer, we say Surah Al-Fatiha. There's really no prayer without saying Surah Al-Fatiha in each rak'ah, each unit, and when we make the prayer. And then part of it in the Arabic, it says around verse number 6, and Surah Al-Fatiha is the first surah, the first chapter in Quran. So if you want to turn to that, you can turn to that in your Quran, the first chapter, and we'll go down to verse number 6. And it says, Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim. This is what the Muslim asks all the time. And it says, guide us to the straight path. That's Ihdina Sirata Mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. This is what we're asking Allah to do for us, as Muslims. And so we also ask in the last verse of this same surah, or the same verse, surah chapter means the same thing, same chapter, and the verse is ayat, so you may hear that interchangeably. And so the chapter is surah and the ayat is same thing as verse. And so in the seventh ayat or seventh verse of the same chapter or surah, and that is Surat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. And basically says asking more of Allah. First we're asking of Allah Ta'ala to what? To guide us on the straight path. Oh Allah, put us on that straight path. That's Sirat al-Mustaqim. Then we ask Allah in the last verse of this ayah or this surah, and we say, the path of those upon whom you have bestowed your favor, not of those who have invoked your anger, or those who go astray. So we ask for several things from Allah. Ask him put us on that straight path. Then while we're on that straight path, we are asking him that we want to be on the straight path of those who he have bestowed his favor on, those he loved, those that are trying to get close to him, and not of those who he's angry with. Or those who are astray. So we ask Allah three things in this verse. We ask him to be with those who he favors, and we don't want to be with those who invoke his anger, and we don't want to be with those who go astray. So this is what the Muslim are asking from Allah in terms of istiqamah, in terms of the rightly directed, the rightly guided people. So we ask Allah for this guidance. And also we ask of Allah, we say, Allah says in another ayah in the Quran, another verse in the Quran, he said, O you who believe in Allah and his messenger and the book that he sent down upon his messenger and the scripture which he sent down before. And whoever believes in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the last day has certainly gone far astray. Those who, I want to read that again, I think I misquoted something. And it says, and whoever disbelieves in angels, in Allah, I'm sorry, his angels, his books, his messenger, and the last day has certainly gone astray. I want to read that again correctly. And whoever disbelieves in Allah, his angels, his books, his messengers, and the last day has certainly gone far astray. And so this particular saying or this particular verse from Quran, where we say, and Allah says, oh, you have believed, we have to believe in Allah, have to believe in his messenger, have to believe in his books that he sent down to her, and the scriptures that he sent before, that sends a lot of books to people in jail or the Bible or Torah. That's a true one, not the ones that be anything that be rewritten or tampered by mankind. The ones that came directly from Allah that has not been tampered with by mankind. And you all know what I'm talking about. I had to go into details regarding that. Or look it up for yourself. Do the study for yourself about how much man has tampered with the various book where Allah will protect Quran from anything that from being tampered with by anyone. And he challenges people. He said, you think you can do the same thing that you make 10 ayahs or 10 surahs like this, or one sword like this, or 10 verses like this. And so if you think this is created by someone else, or was written by some man, then do something similar to it. And so we cannot do that. And so this book is protected by Allah, by Allah, and brought from the angel Jibril to Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him. And so this book is untampered with, is pure kalam Allah, the words of Allah, the speech of Allah. And so, and then Allah says at the end, and whoever disbelieves in Allah, his angels, his books, his messenger, and the last day has certainly gone astray. And so I want to encourage my students, look up Islam for yourself. I'm just presenting to you my understanding of Islam. If I make mistakes, the mistakes are from me. And I'm a human being and I make mistakes. But everything that I say, you can go ahead and look it up for yourself and go through authentic sources, not someone tell you, put the book on the shelf, put the Quran on the shelf, put Hadith on the shelf, and I'll explain things to you. No, don't do that, because Islam is simple. Islam is easy for anyone to understand, from the most intelligent person and to the person that is a lot less intelligent or the least intelligent person. Also, it's the comma in Quran. And it's a comment in the Quran is this, and it says, therefore, stand firm on the right way as you are commanded, together with those who have turned from unbelief to belief in Allah, and do not transgress. Surely he is watching all that you do. And so Allah tells us to stand firm on the right way, as we have been commanded to stand firm on Sirat al-Mustaqim, the istiqamah that I'm talking about, being rightly guided, being on that straight path. And if you decide you want to embrace Islam, that you stay strong on that straight path. You don't let anyone veer you away from the straight path. You gain this love for Allah and love for the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessing be upon him, and that you get this closest to Allah. And it's closer to the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. I remember reading about the seerah, or the story of the Prophet Muhammad. I read it from cover to cover. And it was talking about his life and how he was and that kind of thing until he died. And when I got to it at the end, when he died, I felt really bad. I never knew the man. I just read about him and follow him and believe in what he's teaching and what he's preaching, and that he is the last prophet sent to mankind. And I felt, when he died, I lost a friend. I lost a companion. I lost someone that I loved, because I love. He is one of the best men on earth, guiding mankind. He didn't come here just to guide his family or guide his tribe. He came a mercy, a rahmah to mankind, because there won't be no one after him. And that he guide mankind, and that he's telling mankind, look, this is your last chance. Be on Sirat al-Mustaqim. Be on that straight path. So you follow me. You obey me. You obey Allah and obey his messenger. I will not guide you wrong. And so I'm encouraging my students to please look up and read for yourself about Islam. But in order to understand what Islam is, I need you for right now, and I ask you some time to do this, is sort of put your belief about Islam on the shelf, or your own faith on the shelf. You can take it back down if you want to after we finish. Because if you have this misguided information about Islam, or you start comparison and contrast your faith with Islam, or what you understand Islam is, what I'm saying, you become all confused. And Shaitan wants you to be confused. And so if you just put your faith on the shelf for right now, what you know about Islam on the shelf right now, that way you can have a clear head when it comes to understanding what I'm talking about and the facts I'm giving you about Islam. Now, what are the rewards of those who stand firm on this Islam? And it says, and you can turn the page right now to chapter 41, verse 30-32. Again, that's Surah, S-U-R-A-H, 41, Ayat, A-Y-A-T, 30-32. Again, I told you Surah means chapter, that's in Arabic. And, of course, Ayat means, it means a verse. So you should be turning to chapter 41, verse 30-32. And I'm going to read a course for right now in English. And it says, as for those who say, our God is Allah, then stand firm on it. The angels will descend on them, saying, let nothing fear or grieve you. Rejoice for the good news of paradise that has been promised to you. We are your protectors in this life and the hereafter. There you shall find all that your souls desire and all that you can ask for. A hospitable gift for the all-forgiving or from all-forgiving, all-merciful. God, this is such a beautiful verses here. Is that the angels come to us and said, our God, and we, those who say our God is Allah, our God is Allah, and then they stand, and then we stand firm on that, and the angels descend upon us and tell us, don't fear anything, don't you grieve, rejoice for the good news of paradise that has been promised you. And the angels additionally say that we are your protectors in this life and the hereafter, and that you will find all that your soul desires and all that you ask for. This is a gift from the all-forgiving, all-merciful, which is Allah. So this is such a beautiful thing for those of us who stand firm on Islam, stand firm on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, say, be firm on the rightly directed and the rightly guided people. And so I'm begging you to learn more about Islam so you could be one of the ones that stand firm on the right path. You be the one that angels come to and say, have no fear and grieve not and rejoice, because good news of paradise has been promised to you, because you are the one that say our Lord is Allah, and that they protect us in this life and in the hereafter. And we shall find whatever we want in the hereafter, whatever we desire and whatever we ask for. So this particular, these verses is so beautiful. So reaffirming that if we stay on the right path, what is promised to us, and what are we going to get for merely just staying on the straight path. Now I'm going to go to another verse. I'll read it in Arabic, and it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهُ ثُمَّ أَسْتَقَامُوا فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And it says, indeed, those who have said, our Lord is Allah, and then remain on a right course, there will be no fear concerning them, nor will they grieve. It's just reinforcing what I read earlier. Is that if we say our Lord is Allah and remain on the right course, remain on Sirat al-Mustaqim, remain on the Istiqamah, and be the one amongst the rightly guided, and we will have no fear concerning, and nor will we grieve. That's all we have to do, is simply stay on the right path. And Islam is the right path. Read about it. Learn about it. Maybe don't even take my word. Read it for yourself. I remember during 9/11 in America, I mentioned this before, when 9/11 took place, the world was shocked by this. And people ran to the bookstores and to the libraries and started snatching the books about Islam off the path. Off the shelves, I'm sorry. And then when they read, they start opening the book about the Islam, what Islam is, why are these evil people doing this to us? And then they start reading more and more and more, looking for, a reason to be more angry at Muslims. And we're the only faith. Whenever someone from my faith does something negatively, then the whole faith is blamed for it. When other faith, or someone does it from their faith, the whole faith is not blamed for it. But we are the only faith in the history of mankind that when one person does something that identify with that faith, or they look directly like they're from the faith or from the Mideast, then we all across the world that are Muslim get the blame for it. And we start getting attacked or shot, or our masjids start getting burnt up, or all these kind of things happen to us. We are the only faith like this. But anyway, getting back to what I was saying, once people start reading about what Islam is, they really started chilling. And their hearts start to soften. And a lot of people, I remember as imam in Baltimore City, where I'm from, is that we had at least 6 or 7 people on those very days or when the 9/11 took place, they came in and took Shahada. Shahada that they testified there's no God but Allah, and Muhammad is a servant and messenger of Allah. That, in other words, they became Muslim. They turned out hating Islam to embracing Islam, because once they truly find out what Islam is. And so you can do the same thing. Go to your library, go to a mosque and ask questions, read and ask questions about Islam, and find out more about Islam. At the end of this talk, inshallah, I will give, God willing, Allah willing, I will give you some other sources that you can go to find out some good information about Islam. So authentic information about Islam. And so Allah says in another ayah in the Quran, another verse in the Quran, أولئك أصحاب الجنة خالدين فيها جزاء بما كانوا يعملون. And it says, those who are the companions of paradise, abiding eternally therein as reward for what they used to do. Those are the companions. We want to be companions of the paradise. The place where you had the fruits, where the fruits are not fruits like we have here on earth. Fruits that we never taste before. Water and drink like we never drank before. Milk and honey like we never tasted before. Reclining on couches. Anything that we want, we get in paradise. In paradise, we're like age 30-something years old. We're young and vibrant. And don't need anything. But anything that we want, we will get in paradise. And you never leave paradise. Once you earn it, you never leave it. But you have to get on Sirat al-Mustaqim. You have to get on that straight path in order to earn the paradise. And the companions of paradise, they said it is eternally. They're in as reward for what they used to do. We have to do the good things to earn paradise. We have to do the good things in this world in order to earn the next. And the next world is real. This is what the Muslims believe. We believe in this world is a temporary world. And then once we die, we go to the next world. If we do all the good things we're supposed to do, what Allah commands us to do, and what Prophet Muhammad commands us to do. That is Islam. That is what this thing is all about. You want to know what Islam is? Don't go by what the people say that want to say nothing but negative things about Islam, wrong things about Islam. You want to know what pure Islam is? You go to Quran and read about it. You learn about what the Prophet Muhammad said and did. You read about it. He said it leaves two things. If you follow the two things, you will not go wrong. That's Quran and the Sunnah. Meaning those things that he says, his speeches, those things that he affirmed, those things that his omissions of things, these are the things in his path, these are the things that we follow by the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him. And no other man do we follow like that. They may say, follow me, I will show you the way. No, you follow Prophet Muhammad. He's the one that will truly show you the way to success in this world and in the next. And I also want to mention about one of the things that Prophet Muhammad said. It's the karma of the heart and the tongue. Let me tell you what he said. A person makes a statement that is pleasing to Allah, although he did not give it much concern. Due to it, Allah raises his rank. And a person makes a statement that is displeasing to Allah, although he did not give it much concern. Due to it, he is flung into the hellfire. So watch what you say with your tongue. Watch what you say with your tongue. Watch what you say with your tongue. You can say something good and not even be aware of it, and it may be pleasing to Allah. That's a good thing. But you may say something that is bad and mispleasing to Allah. A bad thing. It may end up being flung into the hellfire. When the Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessings be upon him, when he spoke, he only spoke a little. Only said a few words, but his words were powerful and meaningful. If he only said 10 words, for example, there was a lot of meaning in those words that he said, those 10 words. And we have to be aware, either we say that which is good, or we be quiet. Uskut al-an, meaning be quiet now. That we shut up. If we cannot say good things out of our mouth, then we need not to speak. Because everything you say out your mouth is going to be written by the angel. Everything good is written by the angel. Everything bad is written by the angel. As I mentioned before, we have the angel on the right shoulder and the angel on the left shoulder. The angel on the right shoulder writing down our good deeds, and the angel on the left shoulder writing down our bad deeds or what we say. So be careful what you say in private or in public. Because it's going to be written down. What I'm saying right now, these things are being written down. And the thing, my beautiful students, is that you want to say good things and say good things about people. You don't want to backbite people. You do not want to do that or eat the flesh of your dead flesh of your brother or your sister by backbiting them or slandering them. We don't want to do that either, saying things that are not true about the individual. Or talking behind their back. Because be aware that if you're that person that talk behind someone's back and you're backbiting people, then for sure, if you're not around that backbiting person, you can almost rest assured that you are the one being backbit. You are the one that they're talking about. And Allah knows best. I'm just giving you a warning. So be careful what you say with your tongue. Also, the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, he said this: Whoever guarantees for me what is between his jaws and what is between his legs, that is, whoever can guarantee that his tongue, and his private parts will not be involved in forbidden acts, then I guarantee for him paradise. So again, being careful what you say, and also be careful what you do with your private parts, that if you're going to do anything that's going to be legal Islamically, you have sex with someone that you're married to that individual. And make sure in Islam, of course, let me be clear about it. In Islam, it's all about a male with a female when you're talking about marriage. That's Islam. It's clear. When you're talking about marriage, you're talking about a male with a female or a female with a male. That's marriage in Islam. With original parts. All right, let me get clear about that. With all original parts from Allah, this is what we're talking about. We're talking about marriage in Islam. If you want to have sex with someone, you have to be married to that individual. And also be careful what you say with your tongue. The Prophet, may peace be upon him, further said, Sufyani said, O Messenger of Allah, what is the thing that you fear most for me? The Prophet took hold of his tongue and said this, meaning being careful what you say with his tongue. He grabbed a hold of it, of his tongue. Be careful what you say with this thing, and that's the thing that he feared most. And so, my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, also my students who are here, we have to, Prophet Muhammad said, be straight on the path or be close to it. do the best that you can to be on a straight path. It's going to be hard sometimes. But he said, be straight on the path, or be as close to you can as you can on a straight path. For more information about Islam, you can go to whyislam.org, or you go also go to the website of American Open University if I learn information, more information about Islam, or become a student. Also, you go to the International Online University, sometimes it's called Islamic Online University, and you can also learn more about Islam. You have been attending the Islamic Faith and Focus class, and I have been your instructor, Imam Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.